interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
This one goes back a couple weeks into April, and it's in Richmond, B.C. Mounties in Richmond said they're praising the victim of a break-in for the way he helped them recover his stolen goods. And from two different investigations, the break-in apparently happened, in the evening of April 15th, sometime between 5:30 and 9:20, and the next morning, they said sometime in there. The victim reported the incident, said his house was under construction, and a bunch of the tools that got taken were construction tools and stuff. And he said he knew the tools were his because specific markings he'd made on them and things like that. He contacted the police later that same day to said he found the tools for sale on Facebook Marketplace. And then on the 17th, so 2 days later, the Richmond RCMP Property Crime Unit executed a search warrant of the home and where the tools were listed as being sold. And sure enough, there was a number of the alleged stolen tools right there. When we locate stolen items, we want to be able to return them to the rightful owner. And the guy said keeping a record of serial numbers plus adding identifiable marks can help police in recovering these items and stuff. But the guy found his stolen tools for sale online less than 24 hours after they ended up being stolen.
If they have time for a case like that, that's the first place they're going to go. They're going to look online. They know what these people are up to.
24 hours later.
Yep. A couple got married at the hospital. This was just the other day. Why? Well, the bride needed some surgery, emergency surgery. This was in North Carolina.
Can you get this ring off my finger?
Just days before their wedding date of May 4th. So that was Saturday. The bride began experiencing sharp pains. So this is Friday of last week. She is experiencing sharp pains on the side of her stomach. Where do you suppose his pains are the day before the wedding? After it intensified, she decided to go to the doctor Friday, and the same day as her wedding rehearsal. And she was told when she saw the doctor, you got to go in. You got some cysts on your ovaries that need to be removed. And we should get on this right now. And so they said, let's do the surgery. We want to do the surgery the next day. But that's my wedding day. Hey, I don't wait around on something like this.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, all right. And the groom said, well, let's get married tonight. So they did. She was in the hospital, spending the night. So a lot of hospitals have chapels. Well, theirs was under renovation. So they had to move the wedding to the hospital's boardroom. She walked down the aisle, or as the story says here, she hunched over down the aisle because she was in some kind of pain. And she hunched her way down the aisle of the boardroom there. And they got the ceremony done and had surgery Saturday, and she is happily recovering.
Probably not the honeymoon bed they were thinking of after all that. And here's a animals attack story to wrap us up. You know, I'm picturing this as I read it, and I'm picturing our dog. We have this 6-month-old lab, and he's just rambunctious, and a Barrett comes out of the car, and he's usually, when he gets out of the car, he's got to carry all his things in. So he's got his toys and all this stuff with him, and he comes out from around the back of the car, and the dog comes out of the pen and just Bobby Wagners him right in the chest, knocks him back on his ass, and the toys go flying everywhere. It's a total yard sale, and, you know, we can't help but laughing. This happens at a zoo in front of, this here happens in front of a zoo full of onlookers in China. And the footage shows two panda bears, two huge pandas running towards a zookeeper as the zookeeper appears with snacks. And then, bam, they just tackle the zookeeper, start eating the snacks and start biting on her ankles and knocking her to the ground. Both animals climb over the top of the zookeeper, and then she's buried underneath these two pandas. And the helpless worker, they said, is rolling side to side trying to get these massive pandas off her, and she can't get up and run away. Finally, one of the other zookeepers comes running out there and manages to kind of distract the pandas from the snacks and everything, and they were able to get out of there. The colleague ran to help the woman that was under the pandas, and the clip, I guess, ends with them scrambling to safety in the enclosure and the panda giving chase. But, I mean...
Well, that sounds like it's total pilot error. That
yeah,
doesn't sound like the way you would feed
you can't walk
wild
out there
animals.
With, walk out there with the treats in your hand.
Here you are, beast that is, you know, three times my size.